A very good afternoon and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I am your host, Kieran Tussius. I'm with you till 6 p.m. playing you the greatest tunes from the Eurovision Song Contest.
The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
Selling and Ovi there with Playing With Fire, and that was the Romanian entry for the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest, coming a very respectable third place. And it was joint best placing for Romania ever at the Eurovision Song Contest, as they came third also in 2015 with 2005 with Luminita Angel and System. There we are. But they got more points, obviously, in 2010 because there was more countries taking part from back then, even though we had only one semi-final and we had two semi-finals in 2010. But Paula Selling and Ovi are very respectable artists and singers in their own right in Romania. And they had a really big hit with that song, Playing With Fire, getting into all sorts of charts all over Europe. After the Eurovision Song Contest in 2010. And, I mean, it did chart here in the UK. Okay, it got to number 200, but that's something. It is to a lot of Eurovision fans, at least. It got to number 12 in Romania, in Norway, because Ovi is originally from Norway, if I remember rightly. I'm pretty sure that's correct. And also 28 in Finland, 29 in Sweden. So it did really quite well, and it's still a big Eurovision fan favourite. Well, as I say, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I am Kieran Anastasius. I'm with you until 6 p.m, playing you the greatest tunes from the Eurovision Song Contest past and present. We also have Rob's Random Request, which is the part of the show which my partner Rob will has two hats, and he has a hat full of years, he has a hat full of countries. Stick a hand in both, and randomly we pick a song from the Eurovision archive. Sometimes it works, but sometimes we have to do two or three times because Lithuania wasn't a country in 1976. So, got to bear that in mind, and didn't have a Eurovision entry, of course. So, we'll bear that in mind. But also, we have Live and Kicking, and we have this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News. Right, so let's move on to our next song, and it's a bit of a classic. We're going to the 1980 Eurovision Song Contest, and this song is the Italian entry. It's called Non So Che Dare from the gentleman called Alan Sorrenti. So the song deals with Sorrenti's feelings for his lover, and he tells her that he does not know what he would do if he were to lose her, and also that he does not know what to do, what he would give to stop time and be able to suspend the night with her. So the song was performed sixth on the night, following Morocco's debut and only entry from Samira Bassad, and also it preceded the Danish entry from Bemis Vinard, which is a Danish Eurovision classic, if you'd hear it and you saw the performance. Now, at the close of the voting, it received 87 points, placing sixth in a field of 19. And there is a real 80s sound with this, and it sounds brilliant. I love it, and the tune sounds quite recognisable, but I'm not too sure what it is, but it sounds like a song you would hear on the radio. So, the Italian entry from 1980 from Alan Sorrenti with Non So Che Dare, which means I don't know what to give.
Ricorderò sempre ogni piccolo istante vissuto con te. Le mie mani sono vuote, ma io non nascondo l'amore che sento da sempre per te. In fondo all'anima non so perché io vorrei stringerti ancora una volta a me. Non so che darei per fermare il tempo, per dormire al tuo fianco su una notte. Non so che darei per sentirti mia, per tenerti vicina su una notte. L'amore che sento da sempre per te. In fondo all'anima non so perché io vorrei stringerti ancora una volta a me.
this is Francesco Gabbani from Italy, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song, Occidentalis Karma. Enjoy it.
Essere o dover essere, il dubbio amletico, contemporaneo come l'uomo del Neolitico, l'intelligenza è demode, risposte facili, dilemmi inutili. Cercasi, storie dal gran finale, sperasi, comunque vada Pantarei, singing in the rain. Lezioni di Nirvana, c'è Buddha in fila indiana, per tutti un'ora d'aria di gloria. La folla grida un mantra, l'evoluzione inciampa, la scimmia nuda balla, occidentali scarpe. Si distrae, cadono gli uomini, occidentali scarma. Occidentali scarma, la scimmia si rialza. Namaste.
Occidentalis Calma from Francesco Gabbani, Italy 2017. Almost forgot his name. Oh dear, blonde moment. Well, that was an amazing song from Italy. Almost, it was the pre-contest favourite, I must admit. But in the weeks leading up to the grand final, it was almost certain that I think at least Portugal or Bulgaria were going to win. Portugal won, so yay. Very happy indeed. Right, okay. Well, if you want to get in contact with the show at any time, you can do. You can tweet us at ESC Showcase. Also, you can like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on your Facebook search engine at the top of your website for Facebook. Or your app. Now, also, alternatively, you can email us and get your requests in that way secretly by emailing us tutsexperience@hotmail.com. It'd be lovely to hear from you. Righty ho. Our next song is coming in from Latvia. Now, after this, you know, the horrible year so far that we've had, you know, at least here in the UK with all sorts of nasty stuff happening, we need a bit of cheering up, I think, as a country at least. And we need to eventually try and put a smile on each other's faces, you know, and enjoy. We have to enjoy life as we can. And this song will no doubt put a smile on your face. You'll laugh, you probably cringe, and you'll think, oh my goodness me, but remember, it's only 3 minutes long. And it might, though, be careful, it may stick in your head for the rest of the night. So, we are actually going to hear the song that came 12th for Latvia with 83 points in the Eurovision Song Contest 2008. This is Pirates of the Sea singing Wolves of the Sea, Latvia 2008.
With a high, high hope and a high, high hey, we're hoisting the flag to be free. We will steal the show, Jolly Rogers go. We are Wolves of the Sea.
Don't try to run, it's all said and done. There's a treasure inside. We are robbing you blind, I hope you don't mind. We are taking it all tonight.
Just walk away, we will conquer it all. Pirates will stand and the loser will fall.
With a high, high hope and a high, high hey, we're bound to be close to the sea. Our captain will stand on the bridge and sing. Pirates are all we can be.
Coming for more with a sword close at hand. We are scary and bold, a chest full of gold. We can see left when sighting land.
The hook, our captain, is looking at you.
There's no Peter Pan, so what can you do? With a high, high hope and a high, high hey, we're bound to be close to the sea. Our captain will stand on the bridge and sing. Pirates are all we can be. With a high, high hope and a high, high hey, we're hoisting the flag to be free. We will steal the show, Jolly Rogers go. We are Wolves of the Sea.
If you cry wolf to storm, we pirates will stand tall. A skull of bronze flag is closing in to see you fall.
Waiting for the sun when I sleep, but when it's raining, I fall tomorrow. just the two of us again.
That's Franklin from Malta singing Still You're Here. That was in the Maltese Eurovision National Final of 2015's Eurovision Song Contest. Now, that probably was my favourite of the Maltese selection show that year. Lawrence Gray, The One You Still Love, was another favourite of mine. But that particular song, I adore a good, decent love ballad. And that was parfait. It really was. So, well, I hope Franklin comes back. He's been in the Maltese National Final for a few years now. So hopefully one day he'll get there. But that song was written by Norway's 2009 Eurovision winner, yes, Alexander Rybak. And from what I hear, he wasn't best pleased that he didn't win. And can understand why, because it's such a decent song. Anyway, so it's now time for this. Rob's Random Request. Yes, Rob is my partner. He has two hats. He has a hat full of years. We have a hat full of countries. We put them together and we glue them together and we find out what song we're going to play randomly on this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM 92.3. And actually, this song is really good, and it was a first-timer, so we didn't have to pick another one out. And it is Spain 1972. Yes, just before Manandades with Eres Tú, Spain was represented by a gentleman called Jimmy Morey. And the song is called Amanecer, which means dawn. And this is a really good song, actually. I've never heard it before until today, I must admit. I haven't watched the 1972 contest all the way through, but I was really pleasantly surprised about this. There's a bit of the Engelbert Humperdinck 1970-esque about it. It came 10th in a field of 18. And it's a really good song. Jimmy Morey was originally from Alicante, and he sadly passed away in July of 2015. But he was a very well-known Spanish singer. So here is Spain, 1972. Jimmy García Morey with Amanecer, meaning dawn, for Spain, 1972.
Amanece, la despertar, la gente camina cerca de mi soledad sin parar. Amanece, parece que el cielo se nubló para nosotros desde el momento triste en que escuché tu adiós. Yo sé de un lugar a través del mar donde el día brilla más cuando amanece. Nuestra nave irá rumbo hacia esa luz por el mar de tu confianza con viento. En el mañana escucha, tratemos de empezar hoy otra vez. ¿Por qué no? Si quieres, será nuestra bandera la amistad y el amor. Amanece, busquemos en el cielo azules nuevos, ganemos la batalla nuestra incomprensión. Yo sé de un lugar a través del mar donde día brilla más cuando oh.
Spain 1972, this week's Rob's Random Request. Amazing tune. Thank you, Rob. Right, before we have the Eurovision Showcase news, it's time to hear another amazing Eurovision ballad classic. Oh, it really is. Germany 2001 from Michel Verlibelit. Who lives love? Gonna enjoy this one. I hope you do enjoy it too.
Sommer, Sonnenschein, der in dein Zimmer fällt, hell und warm, dich umarmt. Und der Schatz im Blick, der deine Tage trübt, wieder fort.
Time for your Eurovision Showcase news today, Sunday, the 18th of June, 2017. Now, there's a really interesting article on escextra.com saying, Does Instagram predict an Icelandic superstar duet for 2018? Well, Iceland failed to qualify for the grand final for this year in the third year in a row, and for a country where well over 90% of the population tune into the contest, this is obviously not a good thing. But two Instagram posts have had ESEExtra.com thinking might what be the solution may be. If you would like to check that article out, then do head over to ESEExtra.com. Only a month after Salvador Sobral's win for the Eurovision Song Contest 2017, the Portuguese delegation has already travelled to the EBU's headquarters in Geneva. I've been there, it's amazing. For their first ever meeting with the reference group. It is safe to say that preparations for Eurovision Song Contest 2018 are certainly on the way. There will be a bidding process for the Eurovision 2018, and there certainly is an article on weeweeblogs.com about suitable cities and arenas around the country, so do check that out, weeweeblogs.com. Now, just a few days ago, Christian Kosdorf released the official music video for Beautiful Mess Hit the Floor Remix. Yes, the remix gives the song a more up-tempo feel. Meanwhile, the music video features some additional camera shots not seen in the video of the original version. So you can check that out on YouTube if you like. Now, there have been brand new songs released for various Melody Festival artists from 2017, including Duvette Du, Mariette, Benjamin Ingrosso, F.O.&O, and many other Melfest artists. You can check that article out, all about the new music from Sweden, at weeweeblogs.com. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Tuttius, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3, right across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the New Forest on the south coast of the United Kingdom. Listening online on forestfm.co.uk and via our podcasts. Yes, I hope you're enjoying the show.
Hello, we're Sunstroke Project from Moldova, and this is our song, Hey Mama!
This is Svala from Iceland, and this is my song, Paper. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Nathan Trent from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Running on Air. Enjoy.
I'm running on air. I feel the music with Forest FM. Rise like a phoenix.
Let's go.
Beat the Eurovision Depression, as your favorite Eurovision radio shows are available at one place.
Oh no!
Every week, not only Europe's top Eurovision radio show presenters produce a wide variety of great Eurovision radio shows for you to listen to, but even beyond, such as Australia and Canada, just to mention a few.
Oh joy!
Should you miss the live broadcast of these favorite Eurovision radio shows, fear not, as the website of Radio International, www.radiointernational.tv, keeps all these shows in the show archive for you to listen to whenever you want. Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Radio International!
Hi, we are Time Bell
from Switzerland.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And Apollo is our song. Listen it, enjoy it, please.
Like a bullet in my chest, you're written, bound, and etched forever in my mind. We are fading in our hands, lost somewhere in wasteland, not knowing up from down. But when the one
Amazing Time Bell with Apollo here on the Eurovision Showcase. Switzerland's Eurovision entry for the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest, coming 12th in semi-final 2. So close from qualifying. Great performance, great vocal, and one of the best songs from Switzerland in the Eurovision Song Contest for a while. And the last good song that they had in the Eurovision Song Contest, personally, in my personal view, guys and gals, it is their entry from 2014 from Sepultura, which we love Sepultura. Amazing singer he is too, and the best from Switzerland for a while, and yes, it's so good. Now, we played his brand new single back in January, I believe, and I really want to play it again for you now because it's such a darn good tune. It's available on iTunes and any streaming platforms like Spotify. You can get it on there, and Amazon Music, etc. It's a good, good song. And the performance he did in the Unterscheining show, the Swiss national final, was sweet and beautiful too. So here we are, Sepultura with Weeping Willow, and when we're back we'll have this week's edition of Live and Kicking.
I run but not too fast so I can see your smile. I run too fast, please grab me from behind, and I will follow you like a weeping willow, and I will be with you like a weeping willow.
Travolta, Weeping Willow, here on the Eurovision Showcase. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking, and this is a part of the show where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. And we're going to stay on home soil here in the United Kingdom for this week, and we're heading to Tallinn, Estonia for the 2002 Eurovision Song Contest. So here is the incredible woman that is Jessica Garlick with an amazing pair of lungs. She came third with 111 points, which is still our best result. Since before that was Katrina and the Waves of Love, Shine a Light, who obviously came first, and Hermani came second. Jessica Garlick's come third, so generally it's the highest place that we've got to winning, where we've had a fifth place in 2009, of course. That's the high life at the moment, but this is an incredible song. It's called Come Back, and we feature a little bit of the commentary from the late, great Sir Terry Wogan.
Song number two is the United Kingdom's entry. Up position A, perhaps, but when they come to reprise the songs, they'll be going back to front. Now, this is the Ugly Duckling. Yes, yes, I know, but you're going to have to get used to it. Jessica Garlick will be singing Martin Bailey's song, Come Back. It's already been a success for her in the UK. And, of course, she's perhaps the best-known singer to represent the UK for some time, having featured prominently in Pop Idol. She won the UK Song for Europe with almost 70% of the votes. Fine singer. And these are the Ugly Ducklings. When does somebody turn into a swan? Ah. Okay. Jessica Garlick to sing for the UK. Let's cheer her on with word and gesture. Mind you, her frock's been through the shredder.
Both made the same mistakes, and believe me, I know I've come to depend on you. In my eyes, can you see that someone's too hurt? Just want you to know, so come back.
Come back.
If you love me, how will I survive without you?
Without
baby,
you.
Come back.
Come back.
If you need me, maybe I was wrong and I tried to pretend, but always in my heart.
Come back.
She can't do any better than that.
Dana, thank you.
Pride of Wales, 21-year-old Jessica Garlick, singing for the UK. That's our best song for many a year, I'd say.
Lagði ég af stað í það langa ferðalag. Ég áfram gekk í villu eirðalaus. Hugsaði ekki um neitt, ekki fram á næsta dag. Einveru og friðsemdina kaus. Ég á líf, ég á líf, yfir erfið leika svíf. Ég á líf, ég á líf, vegna því. Þegar móti mér blæs, yfir fjöllin há ég klíf. Ég á líf, ég á líf, ég á líf. Ég skildi ekki ástina sem öllu reyfir við. Þorði ekki að fann að vera til. Fann sem mætti ekki skilin að opna huga minn og hleypa bjartri ástinni þar inn. Ég á líf, ég á líf, yfir erfiðleika svíf. Ég á líf, ég á líf, vegna því. Þegar móti mér blæs, yfir fjöllin á ég kýr. Ég á líf, já, ég trúi því. Kannski opnast farar gáttir himins. Yfir flæðir fegurst ástin. Hún umvefur mig
we are. That's Elfo Ingi Gung Algason with Ego Leaf. That was the Icelandic Eurovision entry from 2013. Absolutely adore that one. That came 17th with 47 points, but deserved much more. Much, much more. Right, time to squeeze a couple more songs in before we have to sadly go, guys and gals. Now, this song actually won the Austrian Eurovision National Final in 1990, but got disqualified because it was found to enter into the German National Final in 1988. And remember, to be in the Eurovision Song Contest, you now need to have an original song. And the cutoff for an original song, basically, is the first of September the year before. Okay, so bear that in mind. But this is the English version of the song that probably could have gone on to represent Austria if they didn't know. But but this song is from a male and, well, from a duet, from a man and a woman, and the group is called Duet. And the song is called I Couldn't Imagine Life Without You, but the German version was called Du Bist. Okay, so here we are. This could have been Austria's Eurovision entry in 1990.
Longing for you even more. to celebrate our love. But soon we knew what we had lost. Darling, one look, I knew we'd make a new start. One arrow flew straight back to my heart. And I do believe that one can only see how strong the bond between us has brought us back together once again.
Are gone, we're taking our love seriously.
There's a guiding star especially for us. It's shining for our precious love. Darling, one love, I knew we'd make a new start. One arrow straight back to my heart. And I do believe that one can only see how strong the bond between us has brought us back together once again. I could live with a fame and fortune, but I couldn't imagine life without you.
Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Get it, that's enough for me. Try to get it.
Pina Ayan and the SOS with I'm Weary. That's Turkey's Eurovision entry from 2000, the English version. Perfect on a beautiful summer weekend we're experiencing here on the south coast of the UK. I hope it's nice and sunny where you are too. Well, thank you for listening to the Eurovision Showcase this week here on Forest FM. I hope you can join me next week, Sundays, 5 p.m, 6 p.m. Central European time. And you can keep in contact with the show by following us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and liking our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. Get your requests in as well. You can email us tutsexperience@hotmail.com, and obviously you can download the show and our previous shows as a podcast. Just on any podcast app, just search for the Eurovision Showcase and you'll find us there. Take care, everyone. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a lovely day. Bye.